Good. Well, as you know, today's a shorter service, and wanted to share a few thoughts with you this morning from a verse that I read a few weeks ago. Just kind of grabbed me when I read it in Psalm 52. I'm very echoey around the stage, guys. I don't know if there's anything that can be done about that. I can sort of hear myself booming around a little bit. That'd be great. I was reading Psalm 52, and something that David said in there just kind of grabbed me. A verse for us, I believe, for 2017. I just felt, with today being the first day of the new year, to kind of pause the series that I'm in the middle of doing on Nehemiah, and just to encourage us really to set our hearts on something for the year that's ahead. And the verse that I felt God gave me was from Psalm 52, as I said, and verse 8, where David's speaking there, and he says this. He says, "But I am like an olive tree, flourishing in the house of God. I trust in God's unfailing love forever and ever." Would you read that with me this morning? "But I am like an olive tree, flourishing in the house of God. I trust in God's unfailing love forever and ever." When I read that, I just felt that God just dropped in my heart that he wants us to make 2017 the year of the olive tree. Okay, but what does that mean? We're going to explore that a little bit this morning. Now, Claire, my wife, will vouch for me that, frankly, when it comes to all matters gardening or gardening related, I have very little knowledge. There's been many an occasion when she's gone to the brown bin to look at the weeds that I'm supposed to have binned and found plants. And as a man who can hardly tell the difference between what's a weed and a plant, I don't feel overly qualified to teach about trees, okay, this morning. But God put it on my heart. And so I've kind of just been, I was going to say digging into that, been looking into that. I caught myself before I said it, but I've been kind of looking into that a little bit. And what does it really mean? Now, of course, the thing is, olive trees are not all that common around here. You know, they cover the mountainsides in Israel, but there's not many knocking around in Clench Wharton. So it's not even a kind of tree that I would kind of go to and kind of know much about at all. But today, to kick off the new year, my friends, we're going to have a dendrology study, okay? Dendrology study is the study of trees. I only know that because I Googled it, okay? But suffice to say, I never thought I'd see the day when I teach about trees, but it's come upon us, new year and a new me, okay? So here we go. Okay, so the olive tree actually is an incredible tree, okay? It is full of what David is saying. It's actually full of some really great symbolic meaning and imagery in what is going on. And God chose the olive tree really as an image of spiritual life, okay? It represents something of spiritual life. Psalm 52 and verse 8 in the New King James Version says this. It says, "I am like a green olive tree. I am like a green olive tree in the house of God." Now, the Hebrew word there for green, okay, it means this. It means growing, flourishing, prosperous, verdant, which means to be green with vegetation or fruitful, fresh. Okay, growing, flourishing, prosperous, verdant, green with vegetation, fruitful, fresh. The New Living Translation says, "I am thriving." You know, green represents life. You know, that much I do know, that if I look at something in the, you know, in the gardening sense, if it's green, it represents there's life there. If it's not green, there's not so much life. It represents health. Okay, if something is green there, it's representing health. So when David's saying that I am like an olive tree in the house of God, he's saying this. He's saying my relationship with God is growing. My relationship with God is flourishing. My relationship with God is prosperous. It's verdant. It's green. It's with vegetation. It's a fruitful relationship. It's fresh and it's thriving. And so I believe that the olive tree, first of all, is the image or symbolism of a growing, thriving, healthy relationship with God. So if you go to Jeremiah, not now, but if you do in your own time, if you want to go to Jeremiah 11, chapter 16, God is talking there about how he saw his people Israel. And in the New Living Translation, it says this, "I, the Lord, once called them a thriving olive tree, beautiful to see and full of good fruit." So God was referring there specifically to a time when the people were walking closely with him. And when they were walking closely with him, when their relationship with him was healthy, God says they were like a thriving olive tree. But he goes on to speak about how they're no longer walking with him like they once used to walk with him. So he no longer sees them in that same way. They're no longer like a thriving olive tree. I felt it would be great that if we went into 2017 together as a church to make this year's goal for 2017 to get our relationship with God thriving. Amen? Can I hear an amen to that this morning, church? To make this year a year when we set ourselves as a church, say, hey, do you know what we want to see? We want to be a church with a people whose relationship with God is thriving. It's full of life. It's green. It's growing. We're flourishing. It's prosperous. It's fruitful. Healthy things always grow, and that excites me. So if we get our relationship with God really healthy, things are going to begin to grow. Things are really going to begin to develop individually, in your own personal life. You know, if this comes into play where our relationship with God is really healthy, there's going to be growth. As a church, if we really get hold of this year, we really grab a hold of it and develop a thriving relationship with God, as a church, we're going to grow. And so it's on my heart this year to see us develop this year as the year of the olive tree. That we become a people who say, my relationship with God is thriving. It's full of life. Olive trees, secondly, they're an image of durability. I want to show you a little PowerPoint picture, if I can. There I go. Okay. So this here, I'll just read you some facts about. This is the olive tree. I don't know how you actually pronounce this. V-O-U-V-E-S. Vouves, I'll go for. Okay. It's located on the Greek island of Crete. Okay. And that olive tree there is estimated to be over 3,000 years old. Okay. So it's over 3,000 years old. When you look into it, here's the really cool thing. After 3,000 years, it's still producing highly prized olives. Now, what is the point? It's still going as strong today as the day when it first started. Okay? It's still thriving. It's still bearing fruit. And I was reading some facts about why trees like this thrive in climates like that. Why in those kind of regions where the climate, the landscape, the conditions are not all that great, why do they thrive and why do they still go on bearing through? And this is what I read. Olive trees are hardy. They are drought, disease, and fire resistant, chosen for their longevity. Individual trees can live for centuries, often in the most barren, rocky, and dry places. Despite arid landscapes and fierce heat, with a minimum of water, the olive tree will remain evergreen all year round. Now I just want to put that back into the context of what we just read in Psalm 52 and what's going on. David's on the run. Okay, they're after him. They're hunting him down. Okay, Doeg the Edomite has betrayed him. He's given away his location. Okay, he's being hunted. He's being tracked. The king's made him a wanted man. But David says, in the midst of these circumstances, and let's be honest, it doesn't get an awful lot worse than that. In the midst of those circumstances, David says, despite what's going on, but I am like an olive tree flourishing in the house of God. David developed this durable relationship with God, which is something I want us to aim at in 2017. We want to develop a faithful, steady, durable, consistent walk with Jesus. Amen? Because often what happens, if we're just, you know, if we're being honest, we're often... You know, we can have times when it's going pretty well, and you might have times when it's not going so well. But I want to encourage us this year to aim to believe that we're going to develop a consistent, durable relationship with Jesus. That we don't just start 2017 of this in style and begin to bear fruit instantly. We want to go on bearing fruit throughout the course of the year. Come the end of 2017, we want to be as strong as when we started at the beginning of 2017, 2 months in, 4 months in, 6 months in. We want to get to that place where we are continuously bearing fruit. Even in the midst of the most difficult circumstances, it was still green, David says. Even in the midst of difficulty, highs and lows, ups and downs, David says, my relationship is still green. It's still growing. It's still flourishing. And so on. Olive trees thrive in almost any condition. This is the beauty of this tree. It thrives in almost any conditions. From a fertile field to a rocky valley, this tree has the ability to thrive. Now, my point really is this. As we go into 2017, I don't know all that this year is going to hold. Okay, I don't know all that will be in this year for any of us. I believe that this year, yes, there'll be some highs. I believe there'll be some lows. I believe there'll be some good times. There may well be some difficult times. There may well be some hard times. But this much I do know as I've studied this. No matter what the conditions, if we set our hearts on it, we can develop a relationship with God that is evergreen. We can develop a relationship with God that thrives in all conditions not just the good ones. That no matter what comes across our path this year, all year round, we want a relationship with God that is thriving, that is alive. That's where I want to be. That's where I want the church. That's where I want us to be as we go into 2017. That in 2017, we're growing durable, all-condition relationships with God. Whether it's favorable or unfavorable conditions, no matter what the landscape looks like, no matter what the conditions, that my relationship with God this year thrives. Now, no doubt this year we'll get some knocks along the way. And I think there's some significance even in the fact that God chose the olive tree as an image of spiritual life in that. Because many of you will know that in ancient times, you know, they probably still do it in some places, you know, to get the olives from the olive tree. Does anyone know what they used to do? Thrash it, beat it. Yeah, with sticks. Used to beat this thing to try and knock the fruit off it. It was quite a violent way of kind of doing it. But that's what I've done. The method of harvesting olives in ancient times was pretty rough. Beat the tree with sticks and try and knock the fruit off. But here's the beautiful thing. You see, no matter how many beatings it took, it bore new fruit again. No matter how many times you hit that thing and knock the fruit off of it, new fruit still emerged. It kept coming back again and again. The interesting thing about the olive tree as you research it is it said that actually you can hardly ever kill an olive tree. You know, some people say you can't actually kill an olive tree. They say you can cut it down. They say you can burn it. But new shoots will always emerge from its roots. They're actually known as the tree of eternity because they keep coming back and living on. So the image of the olive tree is a symbolism of a durable, faithful, steady relationship with God that says no matter what the conditions, I want my relationship to thrive. Even if I take a few whacks along the way this year and a few things come across my path trying to knock the fruit off, I'm going to keep believing that new fruit, new life is going to keep bursting forth in my relationship with God this year. So I just want to encourage us to develop a durable, faithful, steady olive tree relationship with God. I just want to give you a couple of quick keys, okay, to grow in your relationship with God. And this is nothing, it's nothing new. It's just simple. It's just reminding us as we go into 2017. But friends, if we really grab a hold of developing thriving relationships with God, you know, we'll be in for the best year ever. The best year ever. If as a church, we grab this. Because at the end of the day, it really does come down to our personal walk with Jesus. This is what it comes down to. My prayer life, my worship life, my time in the Word. And if we really grab a hold of this, we're in for a great year. Okay, so let me give you a couple of keys to growing your relationship with God. Number one, an olive tree cannot flourish or thrive unless it is well rooted. A quote I read said this, "The olive tree grows extensively underground, sending out roots for nutrition and moisture." So the reason the olive tree thrives, the reason it flourishes, the reason it grows and is so strong is because it grows extensively underground, okay, in the hidden places. Sending out its roots for nutrition and moisture. Do you know, friends, your relationship with God begins to thrive when you send out your roots in His presence for nutriment and moisture. When you're in the hidden places, you begin to reach out to Him. And that's why David's relationship with God was thriving, was flourishing, because he was a man who he says, I have planted, or I have rooted myself, it says, in the house of God. But I am like an olive tree flourishing in the courts or in the house of God. He was a man who planted, he rooted himself in the presence of God. And because he rooted and he planted himself in the presence of God, he had this all condition, all year round, evergreen relationship with God because he was a man who loved the presence of God. I pray in 2017, our love for the presence of God goes through the roof. I pray that our desire to be in his presence, to be with him, just to reach his new levels and new places. Because I believe that as we get a kind of growing anchoring, if you like, rooting of ourselves, planting of ourselves in the presence of God, things are really going to thrive and things are really going to begin to flourish. And David has such a passion for the presence of God. Psalm 27 and verse 4 in the Amplified. One thing I have asked of the Lord, and that I will seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord, in his presence all the days of my life. I love the definition, the dictionary definition of to root. It means to anchor. To anchor, to absorb nutriment and moisture, to establish. So if we want to develop a flourishing, thriving relationship with God, we need to anchor ourselves in the presence of God. We need to establish our prayer lives this year, establish our times of worship, establish times in His Word, because there in His presence is where we're sending out our roots and finding the nutriment and the moisture that we need to thrive. I love the promise of Psalm 92, verse 13 to 14. This is. I just read this, thought, wow. Planted in the house of the Lord, this is from the Amplified Classic version, planted in the house of the Lord, they shall flourish in the courts of our God. Growing in grace, they shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be full of sap, of spiritual vitality, and rich in the verdure of trust, love, and contentment. Wouldn't you just love that for 2017? Full of sap. We want to be a church, don't we? Full of spiritual vitality, amen? Rich in this. And I love that word, flourish there. It means to bud. In the Hebrew, it means to bud, to sprout, to bloom, to blossom, to break forth, and to grow. So when I anchor myself in His presence, when I plant myself through prayer and worship and the Word in His presence, when I root myself in His presence, then what's going to happen? In my life, new things are going to begin to bud. In my life, things are going to begin to sprout. In my life, things are going to begin to bloom. In my life, things are going to begin to blossom. In my life, new things are going to begin to break forth and grow. Amen? For us as a church, this is what's going to happen. If we anchor ourselves in His presence over us as a church, things are going to begin to bud, sprout, blossom, break forth and grow. That excites me as we go into the new year. When I plant myself in His presence. I want to encourage you, no matter what your age, just want to love again the fact that it says, planted in the house of the Lord, they shall still bring forth fruit in old age. Amen. Amen. Praise God. You see, an established prayer life, being in God's presence means we don't just bud, we become evergreen. We don't want to just make 2017 a year where we get close to God. We want to make 2017 a year where we get close to God and we stay close to God. Where we're bearing fruit week in, week out. Praise God. Friends, even if you're in the elderly age bracket this morning, this is still a year to bear fruit for Jesus. Healthy prayer lives make us fruitful. Healthy olive trees, they're incredibly useful. I was just looking at the use of the olive tree. It produces, olives are used to produce food. They're used for cooking. This tree is used for food, for cooking, for lighting, for medicines, for soaps, for the wood, for furniture. It's an incredibly useful tree. I want to be useful for God. I want to be useful for God. I want God's hand on our lives this year and that we're just really useful for Him. That He can just use us however He wants to. You know, but most importantly, I want to just say this to you. Healthy, thriving olive trees produce olive oil. Now, what do I mean by that? I'll just remind you of this. You crush the fruit in a press, and oil comes out from it. Exodus 20, in your own time you can read it, the oil from the olive trees was used to make the holy anointing oil. You know, I'm probably teaching you to suck eggs this morning, but let me remind you that when we're looking at oil in Scripture, it's a symbol of the Holy Spirit, it's a symbol of the anointing. It's a symbol of the Holy Spirit, and it's a symbol of the anointing. If we plant ourselves in God's presence, if we anchor and root ourselves in God's presence, I'm expecting the anointing is going to flow from your life in a new way. I'm expecting the anointing. And the anointing makes all the difference. The anointing is known as the touch of God. I want the touch of God on my life. It's known as the touch of God. It's the God's touch on your life and what you're doing. It's also been called the signature of God. I love that because when you think about what a signature is, it's something unique. It's a distinguishable mark. It's a mark of identity and authenticity and authority. You see, when we anchor and plant ourselves in His God's signature, comes on our life, what's happening? God is putting his mark on you. God is putting his mark on the church. God's signing it. And when people say, that's the mark of God. God, wow, that's God. Wow, that is God. Isaiah 10 and verse 27. I'll read it to you from the King James. The yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. The New King James says, because of the anointing oil, the yoke shall be destroyed. Now, the context of that is God is talking there in Isaiah about the hold of the enemy. Okay, the hold of the enemy, their enemy at that point in time, the hold he had, and it's referred to as being like a yoke. Again, you know, the yoke that goes around the neck of the oxen, but the point being you control that thing, you're able to maneuver it wherever you want it to go, you're able to dictate it. It's not free, so you dictate what's going on. Now, if you bring that all together, what really goes on, what you think about what the enemy does, he tries to get a hold on people's lives. Tries to get a hold over people. Say, take addiction, for example. He says, you can't ever break free from that. You can't ever move away from that. You've got to go where I say you've got to go. You've got to move, as you'll never be free from this. But, God says, the anointing destroys the yoke. What does it mean? The anointing this year, friends, will break the hold of the enemy over people's lives. When we anchor and plant ourselves in his presence, any hold, anything the enemy tries to put on us will be broken by the anointing. That word destroy there means to ruin or to corrupt. The enemy's no longer going to be able to drag people wherever he wants to take them. The anointing destroys, ruins, corrupts. In other words, makes beyond repair any hold the devil has over people. So time planted in his presence, rooted in prayer, worship, and the word causes the oil, the anointing, to grow and to flow. Secondly, if you want your relationship with God to flourish and thrive in 2017, learn to trust God in deeper ways. But I am like an olive tree flourishing in the house of God. I trust in God's unfailing love forever and ever. This is such a simple one, but you know, as we step into 2017, I just sense that God just wants us to trust him in deeper ways. And you say, I've heard that before. But then we have to look at our life. Am I trusting God? You know, I believe that part of what prayer says to God is, I'm trusting you. You know, that's one of the messages it says. When there's a prayerlessness, we're trusting in our own energy, in our own strength to get things done. But when there's a prayerfulness, we're leaning on God. We're trusting in God. We're believing that he's the one who's going to make the way. He's the one who's going to work it out. And so really, you know, we don't want to be letting many days go by without time in his presence. We don't want to, you know, I'm not going to be up. You know, if you have a day where you miss it, or you have a couple of days where you miss it, you know, don't let the enemy drive you into condemnation. Get back into his presence. Get leaning on him and get trust in him. But don't leave it too long, because otherwise that's where it kind of, we begin to lose some of that durability and that consistency and that faithfulness and steadiness the longer we leave it. So just make sure you're getting that time in his presence, because it's saying, God, I'm here, and God, I'm trusting you. God wants us to rely on him and depend on him more. Don't try and do so much this year in your own strength. David says the reason we have to trust him is his unfailing love. Another version says his steadfast love. And that word there means this. It means the reason we know we can trust him is because of his unfailing and steadfast goodness, mercy, kindness, and faithfulness. Friends, I'll just remind you as we go into stepping into 2017, God is good. God is merciful, God is kind, and God is faithful. But you can only develop a thriving relationship with God if you really believe that to be true. If you really believe that then you're willing to want to rely on him and depend on him in deeper ways, and you understand the need to be in his presence. Last couple of points. Psalm 52 verse 9 finishes like this. For what you have done, I will always praise you in the presence of your faithful people. The Message says, I thank you always. And I will hope in your name, wait in your name, for your name is good. Amen. I wonder if the band could just perhaps come back. I'd love to sing a closing song. What a faithful God have I. But as you come back, the last two points I want to make to you is this. If you want your relationship with God to flourish and thrive in 2017, grow in thankfulness. Let's take the time this year to thank God a lot more. Take that time to make sure that we're bringing our thanks to God. And lastly, number four, wait on the Lord. You know, David was waiting on God to fulfill some things. There was a lot going on in his life at this point in time. He was waiting on God to fulfill some things. But his relationship with God was thriving because he didn't give up hope. He was trusting, he was waiting on God to fulfill his promises. As we're stepping into 2017, don't give up hope. If you're waiting on God to do some things, keep believing. Keep trusting. Keep waiting on God, believing that he's a good God who keeps his promises. And if you step into this year with that conviction in your heart, it will help your relationship with God to thrive. So as we close, I just want to say to you this morning, let's make 2017 the year of the olive tree. Developing, number one, growing, thriving, healthy relationships with God. Developing durable, faithful relationships with God. Relationships that are planted in his presence, which cause the anointing to grow and to flow. Trusting him in deeper ways. Thanking him for all he has done and will do. And trusting him to fulfill his promises. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Let's just pray. Praise God. Why don't you stand to your feet and just join with me. Let's just commit 2017 to the Lord. Amen. That song, you know, it's on my heart. What a faithful God have I, yeah? Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thanks, Amanda. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we just commit this year to you, God. And I pray that, Lord, it will be the year of the olive tree. Lord, I just pray that the relationships will thrive and flourish like never before. God, I pray this year that, Lord, we'll know you more deeply. God, that this year, Lord God, that we'll hear your voice more clearly. God, this year we'll feel your nudgings and promptings more sensitively. God, this year we'll know your will clearly. God, this year we'll just be obedient to you, following the plans and purposes you have for us. God, I really pray that this year things will just come alive. God, I pray for every brother and sister who are, Lord God, a part of the family. I pray for them that this year, God, their relationship with you will flourish in the name of Jesus. I pray it will thrive this year. I pray this year it will never have felt as so alive. God, and I stand, Lord God, on the first day of this year saying, confessing with my mouth, God, I'm believing for good things this year in 2017. God, I'm believing for new things to bud and sprout and blossom and break forth and grow. I pray it for every brother and sister who I stand beside today and worship with. I want things in their life to bud and flourish and blossom and grow. I want new life to break forth over them. God, I want new growth to come through their life. God, I want new levels of fruitfulness, God. New levels of anointing to break out over them, God. God, in the name of Jesus, for us as a church, for this town, Father God, we pray that, Father God, it will flourish and thrive like never before. We pray for the churches around that, God, new life and flourishing and thriving, God, will come alive. And Lord God, not just us, but every church in this town, that God, that we will be a people in this town who are so in love with Jesus, who are walking so closely with you, God. And I thank you, God, that good things are on the horizon. God, if we, God, go to you with a passion to say, hey, God, this year I'm real serious about my relationship with you. God, and I just thank you with excitement for all you're going to do in Jesus' name. Amen.